All right. Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. I am here with my co-host, as always. First, Jesse Payne. Okay. Sure. I think you clipped too much on that one, buddy, but a.k.a. I really just knew y'all. A.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And Derek Small.
What up, though? Boo! Hey, fuck you too, guy. Hey, fuck you too. Boo!
Children.
Boo! I didn't even have any hostility. That was all him.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Hey, now, fuck right. You, guy.
Just mute him. Just mute him for a while, Derek. A.k.a. D. Smalls, a.k.a. Anthony Mackie Jr., a.k.a. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D. Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Today, we have the homies on the podcast. We're going to treat this like a no Philly. We have no topics. We got just a whole bunch of friends on here. So first, I'm going to introduce Peyton.
Hello. I didn't have anything to say.
Let's go to the next, Ross.
What's up, everybody?
And last but not least, what's up, Z?
Hey, what's up?
As you notice, they don't get nicknames.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say next. I was kind of wondering.
They are not that important yet.
I was about to say, like, you know, we've all been friends long enough.
They are not that important yet.
I was kind of expecting, like, the nicknames to just roll out by surprise. And then they didn't roll out by surprise.
I mean, he owned you. He said, where's my nickname? Where's my fucking nickname at?
I've been waiting all day, bro. Where's my nickname?
All right. Let's see. Let's workshop this.
It's all right.
AKA Memphis favorite
song. I don't even want it no more.
He said, nah, man, a love not real, man.
If I have to ask for it, it's not a real nickname.
Why do I feel like I'm in trouble? Like, you're going to text me afterwards, be like, hey, can we talk? Like,
I mean, you do only have one job.
Okay, relax. I have so many jobs on this fucking podcast. It's not
insane. We do too.
Jesse, you shut up.
Do we?
We do too. We can go there. I got shit that I do too on this podcast, man. Don't be sitting.
You, Derek.
As I sit here quietly. I'm just here.
Speak up, damn it.
Yeah, so how y'all doing today?
Well, Jesse, all you really are here to do is to have a PR team. Jesus.
I make the PR team.
Are you also... Jesse's the one that... Yeah, I was going to say he is the PR team.
How you guys doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. How about you guys? All right, nothing. I don't know.
I was waiting for somebody to go.
Come on, man. I'm good, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Glad somebody stepped up.
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing pretty good.
That's the thing about it is, like, you guys as a trio, I mean, we're so used to listening to you three just bounce off of each other and, you know, all that stuff. Like, we're trying to just find a way to fit in.
Yeah, we're just doing ourselves.
I don't want to speak up and interrupt Jesse. He might come after me. Like, I you know, I don't want to speak up and, like, get in the way of somebody
You're
else.
You're not Steven, but, so it's okay.
but that's the thing is, like, I think that's where it's, at least it's fun for me to be here because I listen to you guys and I listen to the pod and I know all three of you guys so well that, like, for me, I'm kind of cool with just, like, a live viewing experience, too. Like, I'm cool with just chilling and listening. And I'll talk sometimes, but, you know, I don't want to mess up the flow.
No, this is your episode. You talk, damn it. This is your this is your episode.
He said, I only came here for the exclusive content. He said, I didn't come here to
He said, talk. I came here for the BTS.
This is the Courtside seat right here.
He said, "Hey man, I was just chilling.
Can't get this anywhere else. Can't get this anywhere else."
Whew, boy.
Yeah. We were, five of us were all in the same room for the first time in over
a year. Man, that was
last weekend.
I was lit.
Not even a week ago, like 4 days ago.
Yeah, well, that's the last weekend.
Yeah, it was solid. It was solid.
Does that just mean everyone except me?
Yeah, basically.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. That's why I had to invite you to Juneteenth, because I was like, he can't miss this again.
I was doing a quick count up. I was like, wait a second, there's only six.
he said, wait a minute, if there's hey.
Wait a gosh darn minute. No, where were you at last weekend, man? What are you up to?
That was directed at me. How about you guys talk about what happened?
Oh, that man was horny. That man was putting in that work.
I'm gonna just let you guys talk about what you guys did, the five of you, while I was not there.
Well, no. What were you up to, bro? What were you doing?
I just living the dream.
Were you making a visit?
I don't even know. I'm gonna try to act like I don't know what's going on right now, and just wait for you guys to start talking about what you did. Seems like what I'm gonna decide to do next.
We all know what we did. We don't know what you did.
But I also don't know what you guys did. And there's five of you. A lot more content. So I'm just ready for us to dive back into that section.
Derek, since it was your week, since it was the weekend that we came down to see you, why don't you recap it?
Yeah, no, I got you, bro. So basically, Josh and Jesse got in town first. We were hanging out at my apartment and everything. And then they told me we were having, like, you know, other people come through for the weekend, like, you know, have breakfast at my house and just hang out. And then that's when I found out, you know, everybody else that came. So it was a whole bunch of us, honestly. And we ended up, like I said, eating here. Josh threw down, you know. We had, what, potatoes, bacon, which I didn't get any of, by the way.
Ow, when your fat ass was eating everything else.
I had one plate. Let's not do that.
You had two. Cool. Derek, I sat next to you, dog. You ate two plates.
You trying to slander me on this public?
Nigga, I sat next to you.
Wow.
You had two heapings of eggs.
Wow.
You are hungry.
Are you calling me fat?
Yes.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair. Nah, but then he made breakfast, and then we ended up going to the St. Louis Zoo. My first time. Hadn't been there. I've lived here for 3 years and I've never been to the St. Louis Zoo. Who would have thought? But yeah, we went to the zoo, and then after that, we just came back here and kicked it, honestly. And then went to go get Sugar Fire. But if you're listening to this podcast, all my St. Louis, you know, residents, don't go to the Sugar Fire located in whatever the fuck part of the town that was.
Don't go to the one not on Olive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That pretty much clears
it. Very, very mid experience.
Was it mid? My salmon was really fishy, dog. I don't even know if that was mid.
The ribs was like a little dried out for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of like a chill weekend, bro. We just kind of kicked it. They wanted to come up because we hadn't, you know, seen each other in a minute. So just kind of kicked it.
Also, we was taking tabs on you when you throughout the year. It's like, let's drop in on my man.
They said I was too quiet, so they had to check had to check up on your boy, but it was solid, man. I was glad to see them. So
yeah, everybody looks so buff. Everybody look ready for the summer, man.
Me and Ross are sitting there like,
everybody ready for the summer, bro. Everybody ready for the summer. Z wasn't there, but from what I've seen, Z about to bust out his damn little cube on the screen.
If Z was there, I would have just had to cancel the whole weekend. I'm like, it's too many swole niggas in this room. I need y'all to...
Swole niggas in the room. I need y'all to swole niggas in the chat.
Y'all to relax. It's too many of y'all in this room. You had Josh, you had Peyton, then at the zoo, Clark walk up like fucking this and show. I'm like, what is y'all doing? Like, bro, I didn't get the memo. Like, what the fuck is this?
You did get the
memo. No, you got the memo, dog. We tried to we sent you the memo back in January.
Like I told, like I was talking around you with Clark. You had until January. It is May from the time we are recording this. You had time, nigga.
This is true.
And now
time be going
by fast. And now January of this year, January of last year.
Gotta hope. Damn.
Yeah, nothing big could have gotten in the way of him getting in shape since January of 2020. Nothing at all.
You know what got in the way? Happened.
That would have slowed down him.
It was you.
He got in the way of him getting in.
I
got in the way,
man. I stopped and started like what, 10 times by now? 10 times? Must have been. Yeah.
Because the other thing is, I remember I was trying to tell you, like, yo, grab that little Planet Fitness $10 joint. Like, I'll send you the stuff that you need to do. Go to the gym. Gym shut down. Okay, cool. Here's what you buy. Here's the stuff that you do. Like, walk you through the entire step. And it's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, bro. When you get around to, when you get around us, like, I don't want to hear nothing.
And then when we saw him, we showed up, what's up? This nigga, bom, 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 bom. Thick as hell. Nigga was thick as hell. I said, wait a minute, little mama.
But I was out there like Kyle Lowry.
I said, wait a minute, little mama. Calm down, bro.
I said, man, where's Derek?
I don't know, but his sister looked decent.
No, I'm not lying to you. Like the first, like when I actually realized I had gained all that weight, like was when I went to the doctor like a month ago. She must have like the nurse in there must have like told me what the weight on the scale was. Hold on, I went how much? I was like, gotta be lying.
They say you pick up the wrong records.
She said I weighed like 180 180 pounds. I was like, cool. cool. Went up 30, but I'm gonna get back down. It's all well,
I remember you dropped that real subtly and I kept going, but I'm a
he ain't wanna wallow in it too much.
casual 30 pound gain. No big deal. It's casual.
I'll drop it.
It's just feelings. That's it.
You said you was eating your feelings. Hell no.
So deep in my feelings.
I'm weak.
Hey, Derek, if you can make an excuse during the pandemic, the good thing is you'll be able to make an excuse anytime. Just think about it like that.
Peyton and Ross, how did you guys enjoy the weekend?
I had a great time. You know, it was nice seeing everybody. I know we've been talking kind of how we are right now for a little bit. Josh and I FaceTime every now and then to kind of catch up and stuff. But no, it was a great time. Every 2 seconds, I thought I turned around and Josh was shirtless or trying to take his shirt off.
Yeah, niggas was mad horny this past weekend for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, that's only what I was cooking, bro. Relax.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Niggas was mad horny.
Y'all are cow.
You're walking around the
zoo. Niggas is mad horny, bro.
So I was, this is my favorite Josh thing from the weekend. So I was on the balcony with Peyton. It's been like 2 years since I'd talked to Peyton. It was great to be out there catching up with him. And Josh is cooking inside the apartment. And you know, he's cooking so much stuff inside the apartment. The apartment is like hotter than outside is. So Josh walks out to the balcony. And he's got his shirt just around his neck, like the head hole around his neck. No arms in it. It's just sitting there almost like a necklace. And he walks out and he's like, you know, not like flexing or anything, but he's like definitely feeling himself. So I'm like, Josh, like this is getting to your head a little bit. You're too big. You got to like chill out. Because Peyton and I were just having a conversation, just chilling, and Josh like clearly was trying to be like, "Hey guys,
I was not you, dude. I was dying in that kitchen, bro. I was not thinking about like Big in front of Peyton and Ross. No, bro.
He had to turn up the heat even higher so he could have a good excuse.
Sorry, you were looking big in front of Ross. I deserve some credit here. Come on.
No, you're right.
At one point, though, like when Josh did do that, like walk around with his shirt off, I was like, how does nigga get too glistening? What's going on?
I was sweating, bro. Like,
I was like, this man is glistening. What's going on here?
I had two things on the burner plus the oven on, dog. It's a small kitchen.
I was just saying, hey, bro, I can go to Cracker Barrel. This is the wrong brunch for me. It's the horny brunch hour, bro. I can't do
that. I will say it was legitimately hotter inside the apartment than it was outside. And it was not like a cool day outside. It was like
the smoke detector.
It was in the 80s outside. The
smoke detector.
And inside that kitchen, it felt hotter than it did outside.
Yeah, I swear the smoke detector went off like two or three times while he was cooking. I'm surprised that old lady didn't come out her her apartment.
I'm really surprised that I didn't.
We saw like we had the front door wide open, blasted.
Yeah, the front door open. We was loud. We were loud and black. You know what I mean? Like,
man. Are your neighbors all loud and black, or were they mad?
His neighbors are all white.
All my neighbors are white, like in my direct building, like all of them are white, but nobody like came upstairs and said anything.
I don't know how that didn't get shut down.
Man, God.
They just said, now I have fun for one day. It's okay.
No, maybe they're just like, he hasn't had people over ever. It's fine.
I don't do anything. Literally, I don't do anything. So they might have just let it go.
Your shorty probably like did a little. She probably was like, "No, just never have fun."
They said, "Let's give him this one."
Dude, he got one day in a year. He got one day in a year. God damn it!
All right, Z. So now that we filled you in, where were you?
Ah, man, I don't know why this heat is on me. I was really just chilling.
Were you in Memphis? Were you somewhere else? Like,
what was this weekend?
Yeah. No, I was in Memphis. Why is he deflected like this? Why is he
deflected? I've been doing this my whole life. I was in Memphis. Okay. That's I'm going to leave it at that. I thought Peyton said something.
I was going to say, I guess it's up to our imagination. Nobody likes that. All right. Fuck me, right?
Oh, man. Can we talk about how the Clippers are frauds? Can we talk about that, please?
I actually have some thoughts. So yesterday when I wasn't talking in the message, it was because, you know, I took that Suns loss pretty hard. We hadn't been in the playoffs in a while, so it was tough.
It was time to come back to reality. I understand. Yeah,
it was tough. I was riding real high off game one. And anyway, but back to the Clippers. I really think that team is terribly put together. Terribly put together. Besides PG and Kawhi, the team doesn't really make any sense together.
I think even you can make an argument that like PG and Kawhi don't make a whole lot of sense in the terms of like both of them are not like one of your two or three best players has to be a rah-rah type of guy or like a lead by example type of guy. Neither of them are that.
Yeah.
Like that's bad.
Yeah, they don't have no real point guard. I wasn't really too sold on the Rondo trade.
They don't have any bigs or a point guard.
Yeah, Beverly's done. Luke Kennard gets $16 million a year to not play.
The thing I think that's the bigger deal is definitely the bigs. Because, like, looking at this specific matchup with Dallas, the lineup that the Clippers seem to want to use is Patrick Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Nicholas Batum.
That's
they throw one of the Morris brothers out there. I forget which one they have.
It's Marcus. It's Marcus.
Who's a good scorer? Like they're all those are all good.
Yo, they gave that dude $64 million, bro. Like that's bad.
Right, like
Markieff is largely the same player, and he's playing for like $2 million.
Well, Marcus is better.
But is he like
$60 million better?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's like, yeah.
But that, like, that's the five they seem to want to play. But then you look at what Dallas is doing. Luka's out there, and he's 6'7" and handling the ball most of the time. So you can't put Pat Bev on him.
And they keep trying to. That's the other problem.
You have to put one of Paul George and Kawhi on him. They have Brunson, who's a really good secondary playmaker, ball handler, a tremendous college point guard. So he has to take somebody's attention in the backcourt as well. And you've got Kristaps Porzingis, who's 7'3" and could swallow any of those forwards alive on the Clippers because he's just so big. And they play Dwight Powell, too, 7 foot tall. They're just bigger. Like, they're just a bigger team than the Clippers are. That's what's causing them problems.
And they wanted this matchup. They could have played Portland.
I don't know why they just didn't choose to play Portland. I'm really proud of you, Jesse and Derek, for not laughing.
We all know really what he was doing, man.
But like the thing that I had like listened to when I saw some like undisputed clip, like it's the fact that like they were playing such horrible defense. Just because, like, Dallas's shots were just, like, wide open.
Yeah, I think Dallas shooting 50% from three so far. And it's obviously, it's going to come down, but they're already up 2-0.
I don't know, bro. Tim Hardaway Jr. been giving these niggas chicken. I don't know.
Yo, the Clippers have to now beat the Mavericks, as of this recording, 4 times in 5 games. Right. And, like, I don't know, man.
I don't think they can do it.
I don't know either.
They don't have offensive identities, I mean.
They don't have they don't have a identity.
Yeah, like, and that's
when the Lakers are going bad, even when they're playing bad, they're like, we are going to lock you down. Like, you know, like that game won, right? Like, their offense couldn't get anything going. But it's just like, yo, like, They are just a humongous defensive team that knows where to be, essentially.
Right.
What do the Clippers do?
So here's the interesting thing. So, like, last year, I think they had more of identity last year than they did this year. And, I mean, some of that was, like, the personality when they had, you know, Lou Will, Pat Bev was being Pat Bev, and then they had Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah.
So then, like, they had, like, a Rough Riders mentality, but they also, like, were known as being, like, very defensive minded, right? I would have thought this year with the addition of Nicholas Batum or Ibaka, has how they were trying to build it, that they got better, like, defensively, one, and two, they got defensive players who could stretch you out either on a 3-point line, Batum, or like on the 16-footer Ibaka, right? Right. That's like what was kind of like trying to sell you on that, right? Then you have Rondo, and you think playoff Rondo is going to come in, take some of that ball pressure off, like for Kawhi and Paul George, and kind of be that vocal leader, try to fill in that gap as a vocal leader. But it just doesn't work. Like, there's no chemistry. There's no chemistry at all. Like, them niggas hate Paul George. They hate that man.
None of them like each other.
That's an understatement. That's true. But, I mean, remember, like, last year in Game 7 when, like, Paul George tried to have a rah-rah for them for another title run after they lost Game 7 in the locker room? And he was like, I was greeted by a lot of eye rolling. It was bewildering. I was like...
Because, like, you shot a 3 off the side of the backboard from the...
You shot a 3 off the...
They're never going to let him forget that. They're never going to let him forget that.
I know you ain't talking. I know you ain't talking to us about...
Remember that
PG
he had a couple years ago? He was in like the 3-point contest at the All-Star break, and he was like comically bad. Like, that was like, that's the contest for these are the best 3-point shooters in the league, and he made like 9 out of his like.
Nah, I remember that one. Yeah,
it was terrible.
When will we stop putting Paul George on a pedestal that he does not deserve?
I don't think he's on it no more.
Like, when are we gonna stop doing this? Like, when definitely are we gonna
argument? He used to have an argument still. Like, people were still in his corner. I don't know how many people can be in his corner. Like, if he's doing this, I don't know how many people could.
I can't support PG pandemic, bro. I can't support that man.
Yo, the funniest thing I heard last year from the bubble was that he is the LeBron James of Chris Middleton's, but now that feels like an insult to Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton out here.
Like if the Clippers had Chris Middleton on this team, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
hands down, dagger ready. Just ready.
The LeBron James of Chris Middleton's. Wow.
The thing that's interesting to me about what the Clippers have going on is, like, everybody obviously made such a big deal about, like, they signed Kawhi. It was a huge deal. He got Paul to force the trade to go with him. But it was really a lot more of a short-term experiment than it looked on the surface, because Kawhi only signed that 3-year deal.
He can leave this summer.
After those first two, he has a player option the same year as Paul George does. So Paul George and Kawhi Leonard both have player options after this season. And if they lose in the first round, and this is a genuine question, why would either of them stay?
I think, like, PG signed that extension.
Why would they stay?
I think PG has an extra year. I know Kawhi can opt out this year.
I'm fairly certain, because the reason why Kawhi only signed the 3-year deal is so he could do the 2+1, and they would both have opt outs at the same time.
Am I allowed to look things up on this podcast?
Yeah, go for it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, that was the reason why he only did.
But also, like, remember, Kawhi wanted Jimmy Butler at first, right? And, like, Jimmy was like, nah, I'm going to Miami. Yo, how different would this team be with Jimmy Butler instead of PG?
Guess who has no cap space this summer?
Paul George is there. He signed an extension this December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for 4 more years, 5 years.
They definitely
the Clippers are stuck with Paul.
They're stuck with Anthony McPhee.
Kawhi is out of there.
I think that's gone, the thing, bro. Though, with Kawhi, you really never know with him.
Yeah.
I think that's just the X factor, him doing whatever he wants to do.
You never know with him. Like, you try to talk to him, he's just like, I don't know. I'm just here right now. It's like, well, what does that mean? I'm here right now. You know, we don't know what's going to happen next summer. Paul, nigga, you do know what's going to happen next summer. Are you leaving? Hey, man, you know, that's about, like, you know.
Are you saying he's a quieter Kevin Durant then? That's essentially what Kevin Durant gave us his last year in Golden State.
Pretty much. It's like, Kawhi does almost the same shit that KD does, but he's just quiet. That's just it.
Yeah, he's quiet and got no Twitter presence.
That's just the difference. Like, I'm pretty sure behind the scenes, people are like, yo, he's such a dick. I'm pretty sure they be doing that with him.
They said there was a huge disconnect between, like, him, PG, and the rest of the team. Like, him and PG rolling up with, like, their own trainers.
Well, because, again, like, he flies in from, like, San Diego, apparently. And, like, again, if you're going to be the most talented dude and quiet, you can't be late. You can't be, like, holding up the team for stuff, right? That's just a bad look. And then PG, like, you just can't be Paul George and trying to do this kind of stuff. I don't know how else to say this. Like, you just can't, like...
You just can't, like, be Paul George.
Like, it's like, shut up, Paul.
The thing about having their own person, though, like, that's pretty common in the NBA. Like, LeBron probably has 10 people employed just, you know...
And look at the results.
But also, LeBron is the dude that is like, hey, we got to do this, that, and the third.
Right. But, like, all the guys on the Nets have their own guys that are hired by the team. Like, you know, that's a common place around the NBA. Like, if you have a superstar on your team, you employ people around that guy to try and help keep him happy.
But it's a standard
commonplace thing. So the Clippers, that was for sure part of the Clippers pitch to get those guys. Like, hey, we'll hire your guys and take care of them monetarily, et cetera.
And Donovan Mitchell. Hold on, Jesse. Donovan Mitchell, he's got his own training staff, and whatever happened to Utah, they sure don't like that he has his own training staff.
Yeah.
I don't think Utah likes anything positive for black men. It's like, no, boy, you have to.
They don't like it. They can trade him and see what happens. Like, that's really it. Like, there's a player's
league. Man, when they trade them, Trevor is going to go off. Oh, I'm sorry, Travis.
Called him Trevor.
Wow.
Wow. That's just not his name.
Called him Trevor. Okay, Justin.
My bad, Jacob. My bad. My bad. Zucchini, you have any other thoughts on Donovan Mitchell?
I'm not really a Utah guy. So
I wouldn't want to live there if I was just anybody. This doesn't even have to do with the NBA. I wouldn't want to live there.
I wouldn't want to live in Oklahoma City either.
So, Ross, you don't have to put your hand up.
Are you ready for the whitest sentence to ever come out of my mouth?
Second whitest sentence?
They've got good school systems there, so I could.
That's the second whitest. That's the second whitest sentence you've ever said. No, get out of here, man. No. I'll tell you the whitest thing he's ever said in his life. What? I will never forget this as long as we live. We were driving from St. Louis, and there was a cop car in front of us, and it just, like, turned off. And he looked at me, he's like, you ever think about following a police car just to see where they go? And I was like, no. How would I do that?
Never crossed the car room, Ross.
Never had that thought in my life.
Never in my life.
I've never felt more two Americas in my life than in that moment.
For real, that's
Ross, you're gonna get us kicked off the podcast, you fucking dick. Shut up.
Hey, what's the whitest thing you've ever said?
Be careful. I really don't know. I want to hear everything.
Well, I was playing a game with a bunch of black men, they fouled me. I said, stupid.
He said, back in Call of Duty days.
Back when I was on my Xbox.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Jesse just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah,
he told us your answer.
He's definitely saying it in his head. He's most definitely saying that shit in his head.
I don't have an answer. I can't really think of something that I said that would have been like, you know, easy to call out like what Ross said. I can't really think of anything. If anybody knew anything, I mean, Josh, you'd probably know if I said anything kind of, you know, I guess white. I don't know. I don't know.
You've been a good double agent so far. It's fine.
I try to be a good double agent.
You've really studied your training methods. You're good. Jesse, what's the wildest thing you think you've ever said?
Where do we start? You talking about on the podcast or off the podcast?
D-Well. Hey, D-Well. You know what to do right here. Where do we start? I talked about how you can blow up a St. Jude's hospital.
Oh, okay.
We talked about how like if you like trash a whole Native American tribe, like a single Indian tear would come out. What else did we talk about?
How did these conversations come to be?
We have no, like, they just, I don't know.
Jesse being warm-ups, he'd just be like, all
right. I told people how I like my beer. I like my beer, how I like my violence, domestic.
Jesus.
I'm just really thinking, like...
Isn't there, like...
Oh! Transgenders are the real bitch niggas. There's that.
That's what you said at dinner the other day?
Jesse, I don't think you could ever get famous. I don't think they would let you be famous for too long.
You know what the thing is, though? Okay, like, he only says that when he's around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just one of them things where you just gotta be around me. It's a one night only thing.
No.
I think those are the things that come off of the dome. Like, sometimes Josh will tell me I said something, or Derek will tell me I said something. Like, Well, all right then. That's some good shooting right there.
No, like at dinner the other night or during the weekend, you was wild. He was wild, bro.
What did I miss?
Basically, we figured out that Jesse's gonna fake his own death at some point in the next.
I'm not gonna fake my own death, dog. Like, shit.
Sure, you aren't.
he's gonna send us on like a 3-year like journey trying to find him. Like he's gonna have us all across the world just to find out that he's been like in Chicago the entire time.
I don't know if I could have gone on for 3 years. So after a few months, we might just have to start making some arrangements.
I don't know. For me, after a day, I would have been like, "Well, I'm tired, man. That nigga dead. Oh well."
No, because you know the thing that's gonna keep me going is that like I know Jesse's not dead. That's it. Like they're like, "Oh yeah, he died in a freak accident." Plus, like it's a closed casket funeral. It's like, sure, right.
Oh no, closed casket.
Because I remember what I said, like, this attention-ass nigga, ain't no way this a closed casket.
Hey, bro, you mean this pretty skin-ass nigga is going to show his skin with you?
Right.
I don't care if I'm embalmed or not, you going to see the skin, G.
You telling me Jesse Pink would have a closed casket? Okay.
I would. It depends.
That don't even sound like him.
It depends. Like, if I die by Mike Tyson, I don't think y'all need to see that. I think you need to see how he did me, bro. But if I died doing what I loved, it was a little bit different.
Which is what?
Yeah.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Oh, you should tell this was the No Filter podcast.
Oh, well, if that's the case, Jester. You know you got to tell that story.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
D-Will, bring the music back in, bro.
All right, cool. So check this out. So
do I also have music?
No, you're not important. So check this out. So at least not on this podcast. Your mom might disagree. So anyway, here we go.
So aggressive.
So about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was talking to this bitch named Aaliyah. Now, y'all may know Aaliyah because this bitch went to Mizzou. Aaliyah used a befriend show.
Whoa. Now I know what we're talking about. Let's keep going.
But Aaliyah did some fucked up shit to Shelby. But we're not going to get into that. So anyway, me and Aaliyah used to be cool. You know, we talked and blah, 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 blah. We were talking in the summer of 2019 in May. And then we decided to acquaint ourselves a little bit more in August. Why August? I was coming back home. Lollapalooza was around the corner. I was going to be with my niggas Cash Nasty, Derek, Josh, mainly just Cash. It could just be me, Josh, and Cash, really, honestly. I am talking.
Keep going. How the
fuck you anyway, so like we did this. So we had, so like, you know, but the night before, me and Aaliyah decided to acquaint ourselves. So we checked into our nice little guest room. You know, it was nice. It was
what the
cool
fuck does that mean? That.
You know. And then we proceeded to have the sex. So here's what happened with the sex. I'm not going to go into detail because you can subscribe to my OnlyFans only at Got Your Ass. But it was going pretty good. You know, it was decent. And then at one point, she just threw me off. She was just like, yeah, none of this pussy, daddy. Okay. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna ignore it. Yeah, none of this fucking pussy, daddy. Okay, I'm just gonna ignore it. Then at one point she grabbed me and was like, take this fucking rubber off and nut in me, daddy. This your pussy, right? And so I did what she told me to do. I got up and I took the condom off. But I didn't get back in this bitch. Oh no. I went home. I took my clothes. I put them in my hands, and hey, y'all, it's Groovy from the It's Just Jokes podcast. I'm not going to hold y'all. I was just wilding. So, yeah, this is super redacted. And I looked at her and just said, thank you for your time. And I walked out butt cheek naked out that room.
Like, son, this is the funniest thing I ever heard. Yeah.
This is out the room, man.
Oh, my God.
Son, just like, when I tell you the first time I ever heard that, I was, like, on the ground with tears in my eyes.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't the same that night.
Oh,
oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Can we just end the podcast, please?
How come that wasn't in your origin story? Jesus.
Yeah, that would be a supervillain turning point. Oh my god.
Yeah.
People might understand
that's,
you more.
That's the point where I turn supervillain?
No, you already won before that, but for the general public.
Oh, for the general public.
All right, you knew. Listen, like I said, I knew bald headed Jesse before then, so
you knew bald headed Jesse. Man, leave that man to rest. He's gone now.
Is he?
He's gone. Stop capping.
I feel like there's a little bit of that still left in you.
That man's gone. That man's completely gone.
I feel like the first time I met you, Jesse, you were bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that sounds familiar.
It was when we went to go talk to them kids and we got wings afterwards.
That sounds right.
As I grew my hair, I got more mature. So, like, there's a reason for this. There's a reason for this. I mean, Josh won't give me my props because he's a fucking hater. But, yeah, I have gotten more mature over the years.
You have. You the only person that feels like, yeah, joke. And then when it's to you, it's like, but guys.
Yeah, I got to. That's how you twist it, my nigga. It's like you get the public going.
Anyways, as we have three people here that have like been listening to the podcast, what is you guys' favorite episode so far?
Oh, easy for me is the States one. I was just kind of confused. The only thing I was confused on is why I was not invited, because I feel like it's one of my best topics I have.
Ross, what was your favorite?
I've told Josh this before. I enjoyed the wrestling stuff because I think that's, that's right up your guys' alley with just being out of the box and creative and just putting together a story. And, I really enjoyed listening to that. And I was glad I got to be a part of that one too in a small way. You know, I thought that one was obviously very different than a lot of stuff you guys do, but I thought it was really cool because, like I said, you guys are you've all got a little bit of storyteller in you. So I thought that was cool to hear you guys kind of express that in a unique way on the platform. And I enjoyed that a lot.
I'm going to give a big shout out to both Josh and Kobe. Shout out to boy Kobe because they let that. I will give credit where it's due.
What about you, Peyton?
Oh, yeah. My favorite episode was the goat talk one. And you guys all talked about your arguments for why one was better than the other.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, Derek, I knew that you would like that one.
Derek's like, that's my episode.
That was. Derek bodied that episode.
Yeah.
Derek bodied that.
Yes, sir.
What was that place that you had like all the great arguments for? Was it like Wendy's?
Yeah.
Wendy's is the best fast food establishment out there,
period. He came after my career. I was like, hey, man. He won.
I had facts about the food, facts about them as an organization. I came with it.
They should sponsor you that day.
I'm still waiting.
What did you say, Ross?
Me?
Yeah.
I said Derek was out there backing Dave Thomas to the end, man. He was like, I'm out. He showed his true colors on Wendy's that day. He did a good job. That was cool.
Yeah, he was sent in by Big Wendy.
Well, then, what is you guys' favorite podcast episode? The people who get the music
and nicknames.
I'm not going to lie to you. I really enjoyed, in general, like us doing the origin story thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. Specifically, whose was it? It was either Josh's or Jesse's. Yeah.
Jesse's. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Niggas got a little real. You got a little real. But no, it was funny kind of just hearing everybody's perspective on like how they met, each person and kind of what they think of that person and like the relationship to them. I just mm-hmm. that was kind of cool overall. Yeah.
Dolomite.
My favorite. I'm gonna go with Josh. I'm gonna go like Derek and like pick a series. I liked our Women's History Month series. I thought that was pretty dope, man. We met like a lot of dope young Black women, and I really learned a lot from them. You know, I really did. Each and every one of them, I was really enthusiastic for. I was really super excited for.
Super excited.
I was super excited in all of them, man. I was just ready to be in the mix all the time, nonstop. You know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's kind of like picking your favorite kid.
I know you're going to say some bullshit like this.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I honestly think it changes a lot because the wrestling one for me was definitely super fun. We, like Ross said, we got to do something very different than what we've been doing before. The one that you guys haven't heard yet, the Steve episode, that was really, really fun. So I think I don't know. I think it's the ones that we are always about to record or stuff that hasn't come out yet. That's always the most. I can't wait for you guys to hear it because then we'll do something cool, really cool afterwards. So I don't know. That's a hard question for me, to be honest.
I would have thought you would easily set the wrestling one because I'm gonna tell y'all. This man came in, Kobe came in with the idea, and Josh was like, here's the script, here's everyone's role, here's when we are recording. We are doing this, damn it.
He had a whole breakdown, didn't he?
Boy, he went breakdown. From beginning to end.
He's like, he just dropped it in the chat like, yeah, read this. I was like,
read it.
Okay.
And it was so detailed. I would have thought that was your favorite one. I was like, oh, he said, I'm a first ballot Hall of Famer. If you didn't know this now, this is it.
No, it definitely was. It's also like that was probably our most laborious episode too, right? Because we sat up there for like 3 hours on some. And like when we did the origin stories, we're talking about the similar topic because we also did that in the same day. But we're talking about different people so you can switch it up. This was like legitimately, okay, we got to do these promos. This was those promos that took like an hour to finish, got done. Then we sat through and read throughout the entire script. And then we also, like, every two or three paragraphs were talking. Like, so it was definitely a labor of love, don't get me wrong. But, like, it was definitely fun. But, I don't, like I said, like, the episode that we had with Crystal, that was super fun. She was super energetic, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I thought you liked that one.
Nice. I liked that one. One with Jalen.
Yeah, the one with Jalen, that was fun. The one we had Jordan on way back, like that was fun. Like I said, the one with Steve, like it came, the first 5 minutes are just violence, or just like violence. Like,
man, and Derek was on some shit that day.
Don't you lie on me. Don't you lie on me.
You know, there's little, like even the one we did, the starting five one, like that one wasn't necessarily my favorite, but it might have my favorite opening because of the mafia skit. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like, so yeah, it's always hard for me to like, because we try so many like different creative things. It's hard for me to like just narrow it down to one.
I wonder what's our most funniest podcast episode from this season.
Fun?
From this season?
From this season, man.
Is the States one up there in terms of comedy level, like being funny? Is it up there?
I think I'll say you guys slander in the States. I enjoyed that. I called that funny.
I knew Zero.
Ross and Peyton. Jesse defended that. I forget what state it was.
Alaska.
He defended that to the very end. I was just like, all right.
I was like, y'all got to put this on.
Yo,
the
he list, wore bro. Us down on that one, bro. Like,
at a certain point, we just had to finish the episode.
Y'all was like, nah, bro, I'll take Alaska or Utah. Y'all going to freeze y'all nuts off?
Nah, I'd rather be in Alaska than Utah.
Come on, bro. All right, Ross. I'm not listening to the slander. Ross,
nah, let him talk. Let him talk.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd probably like to be in Alaska over Utah, too. It's beautiful up there. Like, what can you say? Like,
okay, I didn't say any of that, but yeah, Alaska over Utah. The one is just not Utah.
Like the mountains and like the scenery and stuff. Like it's unique. Like there's no real.
It's also like place like 23 hours a day in like a month.
And then there's polar bears.
Yeah, like you don't see the sun, but like when you do, it's cool.
But then you also see the sun all the time. Like, imagine if it's like 2 a.m. and the sun is just like
full. Just beaming.
Bro, that sounds like hell.
Just like, God help, please. I just want to see darkness.
And then he's like, oh yeah, you want to see darkness? Okay, I got you.
No! Peyton?
Peyton, I defended Iowa for you on that episode. I just want to make
I know. I think I told you afterwards, you told me that you did, and I felt like I told you you didn't have to. I have no problem, you know, shit talking Iowa. We could do it right now if you want. I don't care.
Is Iowa in your
top five? There's like 12 good states. Let's be completely honest.
I think that's a good point.
I mean, are half of those 12 only good because they have like one good city?
If you go to either one of those schools, you know, State or U of Iowa, I mean, that's, I guess, kind of fun.
No, I mean, 12 good states out of the 50, period.
Yeah, they are. They're about 12
good states. Okay. Yeah.
Like New York, Texas, California, Hawaii, that's four off the Illinois, just because of Chicago.
Yeah.
Wait, why is Texas good?
I mean, there's at least two popping cities in
Texas. There's two top. Okay. Yeah, there's two. So it's
plus, maybe, plus it's super cheap to live down there, and like the women, let's be honest.
There are quite a few good places to live in Texas.
Are you going to start talking about mountains again?
Oh, yeah. The scenery is just great.
just
got such a good aesthetic.
Oh, my God, man. That's where I need to be.
Let me find out you're a Salt Lake City fan on the low, Ross.
Ross is a Salt Lake City fan. If Ross wasn't born in Indiana, Ross would have been in Utah. I'm so different. Ross definitely would have been.
Ross, you have to fight him now.
First round Mormon. First round. First round Mormon. Hands down. First round Mormon. Top pick.
He said you would have went to BYU, bro. You got to fight him.
The only man that could probably top Ross was Grayson Allen. That's the only man that could probably top him.
Grayson Allen's from Florida.
Oh God!
You can't tell. You cannot tell.
I have such mixed feelings about him. It is.
I don't know. He's one of you. Remember?
I don't know.
He went to Duke. No, he went to Duke, but he's just such like he just seems like a dick. I'm not.
Yeah, it can't be a mixed feelings thing with Grayson Allen.
Like I feel like he is an asshole. I do. I feel like he's a complete asshole.
He's one of you, Derek.
Not everybody.
That's why he went to Duke.
Not everybody that comes to Duke is an asshole, bro. Not everybody. Some, yes.
Are we sure about that?
Every single person.
Listen, the only person that we hear nothing bad about is Grant Hill. After that.
What bad things do you hear about Jabari Parker or Jahlil Okafor or Tyus Jones?
Well, like, Jabari Parker is a Mormon, so.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if that was going to get edited out.
No. Okay, what about someone like Jahlil, like what bad thing other than he's not good in the NBA?
That's enough.
I mean,
that's enough.
And that's entitled, you know.
That's a fucking crime.
I'm dead.
He's out here punching people because they're like, "You suck," and he's like, "Bro, you did
shut up."
He did that fight, didn't he? Damn.
He's like, "I know."
Are we terrible people? Wait a second. Let's do some reevaluating. Are we terrible people?
Christian Laettner. Pre-tattoos J.J. Redick, you know, Grayson Allen.
JT was cool. Jason Tatum.
We all the Plumlee brothers to school, bro.
We don't know enough about Jason Tatum yet. It hasn't been long enough.
The verdict is still on that, man.
Yeah. Man.
Austin Rivers. I don't know, man. Austin Rivers is so bad, his dad doesn't pick him up every year. That's not like... You know, that's pretty damning. You would have thought his name was like Jesse Pink or something. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. The only difference is I'm actually good. That's the only difference.
Yeah. The one thing, he didn't need to leave school when he did. He kind of tweaked on that one.
But Doc was like, fuck, I thought I got rid of you. Damn it. Oh, it's not my fault. Should have had a condom. Pull it out. So thank you for your time. I didn't know the bitch would keep it. I didn't know she would keep it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, goodness, man. We had a lot of fun. I hope we can make a lot of memories soon, folks.
This was fun. I'll see at least, I'll see most of y'all for Juneteenth. Peyton and Ross, like, y'all are invited, but y'all gonna have to, like, serve food.
We're gonna have to what? You cut out.
You're gonna have to serve food or something. You guys can't get your plates first. I hope you know that.
That's okay.
Ross didn't say anything.
I can get a uniform.
No, both of you guys' uniforms are just gonna be a t-shirt that says "I'm sorry" on it. Like, that's it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay.
Better be, I'm sorry, and then a paycheck with it, too. And these reparations.
Z, are you going to be able to come?
I think I can move some stuff around.
We'll have a nickname ready for you by the time you show up.
I would appreciate that. I don't have to ask for it. I like that.
Gotcha. guys, thank you so much for hopping on with us. Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
I'm a huge fan of you guys, not only as people, but as, like, the show. You know, I love you guys and support you guys. And I'm just happy to have, like, a little role in the It's Just Jokes universe. So always fun to be on and joke. If you ever do just want to have me on to just, like, chill and listen for a podcast, like, live as you record, I would still love to do that, too, as much fun as it is to talk. I would be down for, like, some front row seats for a few episodes. So, you know, thanks, guys.
Oh, man, that sounded way too good. I didn't come with an exit.
I'm not trying to suck your dicks like Ross.
I'll pass.
I can't be nice to my friend.
You can't suck my dick and be my friend. What's wrong with you? Come on, Ross. Damn. Peyton, what are your thoughts?
No, just not going to get into too much detail like Ross. I'm not going to invite myself on another podcast, but just wanted to say, yeah, just thanks for the opportunity to come on here and talk to you guys and just kind of hang out. It's been really great seeing you guys again, too, and keep doing what you're doing. It's good stuff. Thank you.
Z.
Next time you guys could just make it a little bit later, then I can, like, go to the gym and then hop on the podcast. And I could just be really pumped up and I'll take my shirt off like Josh. And I feel like I could set the tone.
Hey, bro, that's why I'm like Z, bro. This man said this is my show.
I'm like, wait, was this the workout podcast? And we'll just go from there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Z, you're going to be subbing for me for the next couple of weeks. You're going to be subbing for me, Jesse DMP. Just bring that nigga Z in. I'm cool.
Well, next couple of weeks, we have one more episode to record, sir.
Yeah, so, Z, we're getting ready for season 3. So much as that, you know.
Derek, Jesse, is there anything else y'all need to say?
No, man, I'm cool. It was good to have you all on, man. And you know what? These white men are all right. All right. Yeah. No, I'm playing.
But, I was about to say, that's not like a big blanket statement. Let's not.
I said the, referring to the.
These are the only two white friends.
I don't know about the rest of them. These two are.
I'm just so happy to see all four of my black brothers again, bro. And I'm glad to see Ross one more time. You feel me? Think about it. Think about it. All four of my black brothers, and I'm so happy to see Ross, too. So, you know.
All right. Hey. Well, this has been fun, guys. I appreciate love all of you guys. Thanks so much for coming on, Z, Ross, and Peyton. for making time out of you guys today. We really appreciate it. It was also super fun to see most of you this past weekend. Z, it's actually nice to see you, like, even on Zoom. Hopefully that you can make it out to Juneteenth. We're going to have a really great time.
Yeah, I can send you guys the rates for my features.
All right. We'll take that in. We'll talk to management. but yes, for everyone listening, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. For Ross, for Peyton, for Z, for D Smalls, and for Jesse, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to Debo for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Forgot to shout out at the beginning. Thank you to Dre for everything, for the intro music. Thank you to King Boy and Jay Alizier for the outro music. Sir. We appreciate you guys. Tune in next week. But until then, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.